KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have two guests with me today, our Health Pause Coordinator, Kathy Yarmo. Welcome, Kathy, and our student volunteer with the Peer Ambassadors for Wellness Program, Quinn Nguyen. Thanks for joining us this morning. Today, we're going to talk about health promotion and awareness services on campus and how Fresno State supports healthy lifestyles for students through the resources provided through Health Pause. So for all of those listening, Kathy, you want to give us a start and let us know, what is Health Pause?
Health Pause stands for Health Promotion and Wellness Services. And we are actually one of three departments within the Student Health and Counseling Center.
And tell us a little bit about you. So you have been in the wellness area for how many years and at Fresno State? Tell us a little bit about that.
Quite a few years.
Okay.
When it comes to Fresno State, I've been here just under 10 years.
Okay.
And have been really in the field of public health probably for a good 25, 27 years.
Great. So this is all stuff you've been doing for a long time.
Yes. I started in college health and then came back about 10 years ago in college health.
Great. Tell us a little bit about you, Quinn.
I am a volunteer for the Peer Master of Wellness Program here at the Student Health and Counseling Center as a health PAW. And what I do as a volunteer is I implement programs. I advocate for health and wellness.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about you. What year are you in school? What's your major? You know, just let the listeners get to know you a little bit better.
All right. I'm a second year sophomore student. I am a pre-nursing major, as well as I'm also minoring in gerontology.
Okay. And where is your hometown?
My hometown is Fresno, California.
Okay. So you grew up here in Fresno?
Yes.
Great. So you didn't have to come very far to school then, huh?
No, not too long of a commute.
Okay. Well, good. So, Kathy, tell us a little bit about the program itself. What are some of the programs? What are some of the services that you have and resources that our students can take advantage of?
Well, when it comes to health promotion and wellness services, we look at our activities more in terms of programming than services. And what I mean by that is that many of our programs involve different activities, whether it's students participating in workshops, such as our QPR program, which is Question, Persuade, Refer, which is a suicide prevention program, or they're participating in our Watchdog Safety Summit, where they learn bystander intervention techniques to help their fellow Fresno State students, to attend our tabling events that our Peer Ambassadors of Wellness promote, and they will do tabling events with all kinds of interactive activities to get the students engaged in their health, to the services that are provided by our registered dietitian free of charge. That would be more considered a service. But programs such as we've got nutrition workshops that students can take advantage of. We also have a program called Work It Out. And Quinn could give you more information about that, but that's where we match our Peer Ambassadors of Wellness with a Fresno State student, and they work out together.
Oh, that's great. Can I get a workout partner also, Quinn? Do you reach out to administrators? I'm trying to lose a couple pounds and get in good shape.
The Work It Out program is more for Fresno State students.
You know I was kidding, right?
Yes. The Work It Out program focuses on promoting both mental and physical health.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about that. I assume some of it you may go over to the rec center and work out there, or maybe take a walk on the campus through some of the stations that we have. But then you also mentioned beyond the workout program. Tell me a little bit about both aspects.
My experience in this program so far, I've had three mentees for the Work It Out program, and it's really great to just have 1 hour of exercise. There's a lot of benefits, more than just for physical attributes, but working out also. Really, it gives you a boost of energy. As a college student, working out just 1 hour afterwards, I find that I concentrate and I focus better on schoolwork. We have the Bulldog walking trails on campus, and it doesn't matter if you do low to high levels of activity, just 1 hour of activity, whether that be going to the group fitness classes that they offer at the rec center, or just a little bit of cardio or a little bit of strength training, just 1 hour of activity. Really, it gives a lot of benefit to keeping in shape as well as mental well-being.
That's great.
Keep you alert.
Great. So, Kathy, I know you've shared with me many times statistics about how many students you reach through a lot of these different programs. Can you tell me a little bit about, in a given year, how many PAWS students are they reaching throughout our campus? You have any sense of about how many students per semester or year we're reaching?
So in terms of numbers, it very much has to do with students that participate in classroom presentations, workshops, coming to tabling events. We've got fairs. For example, in springtime, we have a fair called the I Heart Me. And so we have seen, gosh, upwards of 10, 15, 20,000 students a year. It just depends on the number of events and activities that we've got going. So we do manage to reach quite a few Fresno State students out there.
That's great. Now, is it through the Health PAWS also where we give out the free fruit to our students? Talk a little bit about that program, because I'm sure some people, when they walk by and they see people giving out free fruit, they're not sure what that's all about. So tell people a little bit about that.
We have what's called our Fresh Fruit Break. And one of the things that we have found, looking at some of the data, that our Fresno State students just are not consuming the fruits and vegetables that they should on a daily basis. In fact, it's an average of between 0 and 1 per day. And we know that that needs to be much higher. And so one of the things that we've done is we've created a Fresh Fruit Break, and our registered dietitian, Stephanie, will be out there typically with our peer ambassadors of wellness or our registered dietitian interns, and she hands them out. And we give out bananas and apples and citrus fruit, whatever's in season, we'll give out. And at first, the students were a little apprehensive, like, okay, what is this? What do I have to do in order to get a piece of fruit? And we're letting them know we're providing them. And so we do this every Thursday. We alternate between the free speech area and the rec center. And we give out, oh my goodness, we just had our 10,000th piece of fruit that we gave out.
That's a lot of fruit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll do that. And again, it's just a way to remind students, hey, you need to be consuming this, and that it's also available to them. And then we also talk to them a little bit about the cupboard that's on campus.
The food cupboard. So I know that health and wellness is your area of expertise and the things that, you know, you're really passionate about. Are there any particular programs between now and the end of the semester or in the fall that, you know, you're really looking forward to at this point?
Absolutely. In just a moment, I will hand this over to Quinn, but I did want to tell you that very early next semester, we're very excited about a new program that we've got going. It's our Healthy Campus Initiative, and it's through the Partnership for a Healthier America.
That's right.
And so Fresno State, the community, is going to be seeing some changes over the next 3 years. And one of them is going to be a healthy eating icon, so that they will be able to go to different places on campus and say, gee, this is an icon that's right next to this item on the menu. This is a healthier choice. So that's one of the areas that we'll be expanding. We're also looking at physically marking the Bulldog Trails on campus, so that while currently people can go online and get a map for the walking trails, they'll actually be able to follow it without even going on online. So that's a very exciting thing. We've got some other things. We're looking at exercise equipment, kind of like what you would see at a park. We're looking at having exercise stations outside where students, faculty, and staff can work out.
Sure, why not? We have beautiful weather.
We do. And we also have the advantage of working very closely with kinesiology and physical therapy and looking at ways of partnering on that exercise equipment to make sure that people are trained in how to use them and so forth. So that's one area. In addition, we do have students on campus that are parents that are breastfeeding. And as you know, we've got 6 different lactation stations around the campus. We're going to be looking at adding refrigerators so that students can safely store breast milk. We'll be handing out ice packs and coolers. And so this is a way for us to support our parenting students, faculty, and staff on campus as well. But we also have some upcoming things starting tomorrow. We're going to have some activities for students around stress and anxiety prevention, especially as finals come up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned also this Partnership for Healthier America. I know a little bit about this, as you know, but tell people a little bit about this collaboration and partnership right here on campus, because it really entails areas within the Division of Student Affairs, Academic Affairs, Business, and others. So why don't you tell a little bit about this?
Absolutely. Probably a little over a year ago, I had an opportunity to talk with our faculty health cohort and some members of that group. And these are essentially faculty on campus that are particularly passionate about health. And they had approached me to see if the Health Promotion Wellness Services Department would be interested in partnering with them to bring a healthy campus initiative onto campus. And so through a series of meetings, it's now official that Fresno State is the first CSU to be part of this partnership.
All right. Woohoo.
Woohoo, Fresno State. And so we'll be working very closely with faculty, student affairs, which of course Health Promotion Wellness Services is part of, as well as administration, working with the folks that manage the food court, the residence dining hall. We'll be working with faculty members from physical therapy. We're looking at kinesiology, recreation, to bring this initiative forward. So it's really all of these entities coming together. We're going to have a planning coalition, and we're just really, really excited about all the possibilities and the fact that we'll be collaborating to really improve the health environment of Fresno
State. That's great. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a big supporter of your new program, as you know, and I think it's going to be wonderful that we all work together. So, Quinn, I want to ask you a question. You're a volunteer in the PAWS. How did you get to be a volunteer with all the clubs and organizations and many things that are on campus? What attracted you to want to be a part of this program?
As a freshman last year, I saw flyers posted about the Student Health and Counseling Center was looking for applicants for their next school year for their Health PAW, Peer Ambassador of Wellness program. Mm-hmm. And so I saw it and I was intrigued. And my friend also saw this opportunity. And my friend like told me, oh, this sounds like a great way to gain professional skills. Mm-hmm. And as a first year student last year, before I got accepted into the program this year, in my second year, I was seeking opportunities beyond just academic development, but also professional development, sort of to broaden my horizon and my scope of skills that I can take forward with me in my career, and also to go out of my comfort zone. And I saw the Student Health and Counseling Center has the Stalsy journals that they actually post around campus around health and wellness. And I saw that on the poster, they were reaching out for new applicants for the next school year of Health PAW. I saw the opportunity and I thought, oh, it sounds like a great way to be involved on campus, also gain those skills. And really, this is something new. It was my first year of university. And so I really start seeing what's out there in college and what I can gain from this experience. And I definitely have gained a lot.
Well, that's great. So gaining a lot. Tell me, what's been your most memorable experience in this new role that you got to play? What really, all the things you've gotten to do has been just like, wow, that was great. I'm so glad I did this.
Being a part of the Peer Ambassador of Wellness program was a step out of my comfort zone. And also it was a role as a student leader. And the whole program is rewarding. Being a part of this program has really opened my eyes to a lot of development as a professional, as a student leader, and also as a character. I've learned to really get out of my comfort zone more and gain new skills. And in my experience being a PAW volunteer, doing a lot of outreach, do tabling events, and doing activities for Fresno State students focus around the topics that we target: nutrition, safety, depression, and physical activity.
Okay. So a lot of the work you're doing as a student really feeds in well to your major here at the university in terms of, as you said, giving you some good career experience and some opportunities to take what you've learned in the classroom and apply it to your position.
Yes, I've gotten a lot of experience, but really broadened my horizon again. Becoming a Peer Ambassador of Wellness, you don't have to be a health major, but definitely I've learned a lot about the areas around health and wellness, and it's been a really rewarding experience being a part of the program overall.
That's great. So you've really been able to do two things. You've gotten the experience through this job, and it's helped you with your major. And hopefully in a few years when you're out there working, you can draw from both of these in your future career. So, Kathy, tell us a little bit more about what do you recommend for students that are actively trying to achieve a healthier lifestyle? I think I've been working on that my whole life, trying to be healthier. And I'm sure many of us struggle with that, and some of us are better than others. So as you look to work with students, What are some of the things that you advise them to do in order to have that healthier lifestyle? I know there's no silver bullet, but are there some particular things that you or the PAWS students really try to get across?
Thank you for that question. I, too, am always working at ways to achieve a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, one of the things that we really try to talk about is looking at not just students going to class, but what can they do to stay healthy in order to get to class? And there's so many different ways of doing that. And when it comes to your physical health, certainly using the Student Health and Counseling Center, there's a lot of preventative services that are there. There's different resources, but also taking advantage, getting vaccines, things like that. Those are things to stay healthy. You know, for example, you know, the flu shot vaccine, that's certainly one way to do that. But also taking advantage of resources such as the rec center and working out. You don't just have to do it inside. You know, I'm more of an indoor workout person. My husband's more of an outdoor workout person. There's a lot of places to do a lot of physical activity outside, walking around this beautiful campus.
Absolutely.
It's gorgeous. And so really just taking that time, if you find yourself stressed, if you've just walked out of a class and your shoulders are tense and your head is kind of hurting, maybe taking a moment to just walk and just taking some deep breaths. Things like, again, when it comes to your physical health, taking advantage of meditation. We have a meditation group that meets twice a week at the Student Health and Counseling Center, and it's free to students. They don't have to make an appointment. They basically just come in, check in at the front desk, and make use of that service. When it comes to your mental, emotional health, because we don't want to forget that. Certainly working out helps when it comes to mental health. Certainly science has shown that. But also when it comes to your mental health, if you need to talk to somebody and you need an objective ear and you need to get some advice, making an appointment with our counselors at the Student Health Center, our mental health professionals that are there. But we also have a new program. It's called the Let's Talk program. And students can drop in. It's in the courtyard at the Sycamore Hall. You do not have to live on campus in order to take advantage of it, but you can anonymously drop by. You don't even have to give your name, and you can talk to the mental health intern and just take 20 minutes to maybe talk about something that's bothering you. Of course, if you need a resource, they can always refer you to the counseling center. Now, nutrition is another area. Of course, we have a registered dietitian, but when it comes to eating healthy, common sense really does follow. When it comes to eating healthy, you want to eat a variety of foods. You obviously want to try to avoid simple sugars, try to avoid a real high fat, high saturated diet, but, you know, making sure that you have enough protein. And one of the things that we talk about, especially during finals, is you need your brain to be ready. You got to feed it. So certainly lean proteins are always something that you want to include.
Absolutely.
You want to include things like complex carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables. Those are really important. And you know what? If you got to have a sweet, Quinn and I were talking about this earlier. We love dark chocolate. And certainly it gives you a little boost of antioxidants. But if you've got to have that little sweet and you got to have that chocolate, and I believe everything in moderation. That's really, really important. So there's a lot of different resources that students can take advantage of on campus to stay healthy. The other thing that I was going to mention was sleep. Very important.
Absolutely. Sometimes we tend not to do that.
Absolutely. And so it's really important to maintain a regular sleep schedule. I know that sometimes people like to take naps. You don't really want to nap for more than maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes max. And you want to try to avoid naps before 3 o'clock, because then that could interfere with your sleep schedule. But the biggest challenge I think that students have, and I'm guilty of it too, is electronics. So the importance of really trying to lay low on the electronics, try to put them aside about 30 minutes before you go to sleep, because it could interfere with your body's sleep hormone melatonin. So those are things to kind of be aware of as a student.
Sure. Well, I mean, one of the very nice things about our Student Health and Counseling Center, it's here on campus. We have doctors and nurses that can certainly help you get an appointment, go over there, talk to them about anything you want. The counseling center by appointment, or as you said, there's drop-in hours for different things. They do presentations and groups. And then you have all the people who are associated with wellness, including your area with PAWS, the cupboard, many others. And then we have our rec center, which is a facility that's open from very, very early in the morning to very late at night. And all the student fees that you pay as a student cover all these. So there's no additional cost for all of this. So if you don't take advantage of these things, it's shame on you. You need to think about you're paying for them. So take advantage of them when you have a minute.
I can't agree with you more. And I would say, too, if you want to work out with somebody, Quinn and our peer ambassadors of wellness are part of our Work It Out program. So if you need a workout buddy, inquire about that program.
Great. So, Kathy, you were talking a lot about just things to do to be healthier for students, or really for all of us, quite frankly, not just for students. And with finals coming up, obviously, that's a high-stress time for our students. Maybe for our faculty also. They have a lot of exams and papers to correct. So just to sum up here as we close out the show this morning, what are two or three, you know, a few things that you would leave our listeners with in terms of these are really high impact things that you want to do to help your health?
Sounds great. I would say the takeaways would be getting sleep, very, very important, balanced eating. So don't miss meals. Make sure you plan ahead with snacks, meals. You don't want to starve your body. And also make sure that you hydrate yourself. Very important that you stay hydrated. And lastly, very important, if you need a stretch break, you get up and you walk around. You make sure that you include that, especially with long hours studying, sitting for long periods of time, getting up and stretching every 45 minutes. And if you need to take a walk around the campus or a walk around your neighborhood, those are the kinds of tips that I would recommend for somebody going through
finals. Well, thank you. And I'm going to add one last tip, and that's get over to the Student Health and Counseling Center, see our different programs and services we have there. When the PAWS are somewhere on campus, go out and listen to them. They have a lot of good information to share. And pick up your piece of fruit. Every Thursday, you're either at the rec center or over near the student union. So thank you so much, my Fresno State guests, Kathy and Quinn, for being with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Sunday at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Fresno State Student Spotlight. We're on the air at 90.7 and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Good morning, everyone.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.